Good evening and welcome to our Meat and Fleet number 4. And as per normal, we are going through the usual kind of stuff that's going mental. And by that, I mean my feed has decided that it just doesn't want to work. And I am just currently rebooting and hoping... No, I'm not rebooting the computer, but I'm trying to reboot this display. And nope, it's refusing to run that. Okay, we're going to go to a backup of it. Which should work, So bear with me on the stream if you're watching on YouTube. We are up there. In the meantime, while that's going on, we are all met up outside Ready Station, Ready Gateway, at Wolf 424. We do anticipate that there may be some trouble ahead. So be warned, be scorned. We may run into trouble around the star at Hutton Orbital. So if you are in a wing, hot foot it out. If you're not in a wing, then just you make sure you keep that throttle on full all the way as hard and as far as you can. It will be really important that you just get on the journey. When we get to the other end, we may have anticipated trouble as well, but we will try and keep you posted on the entirety of this journey as we go. I will, of course, be hosting you most of the way around about, oh crikey, 20 past 7 tonight. I unfortunately have to run off and do a quick drop off of a child at an event, and then I shall be back shortly thereafter. So that's probably going to be slap bang perfectly right at the end as everyone's getting blown to smithereens. Safety in numbers, guys, remember that. Team up, we could have our own instances and therefore run into absolutely no trouble if it becomes unbearable. If you cannot face going in this mode, then by all means drop into a private group with your pals. Just send us text messages, no messages to PsychoCow, tweet at huttonorbital.com, whatever you want to do to let us know who you are, where you are, where you're flying, what you're hauling, and how it is going for you on your end. We want to know. So please keep us up to date. We'll give you shout outs and we'll keep an eye on what's going on in game as and when it occurs. So of course we do have people out there flying protection for us, which is always good. So I'm just going to go jump in the cockpit, where I think our stream is now back up and running. I'll just double check and see. Yep, looks good, looks good. We're all up and running. So I'm going to go jump in the cockpit and we're going to kick this bad boy off first by seeing who is around. We have already, I've got a wing invite from Kyokushin. No, it's a friend request. It's a friend request. So we're going to launch and we're going to go outside of Ready Gateway and see who's with us. Not so much in a case of who's with us and who's against us. I mean, I want to see all the commanders that have turned up for this convoy. This is our penultimate convoy. Now, the reason why we're doing two convoys tonight is because I wanted to do this one our way with some music and all this kind of stuff. And then later on, we're going to do a convoy with the Lave Radio guys. It's pretty much the only way we can guarantee they're coming in and actually doing it. So when we're doing the Lave Radio broadcast, we will be chatting and doing that over this station as well. You don't need to change stations. We will host the Lave Radio call tonight and we'll listen to them talking about Elite Dangerous. I say they, I'm part of that. We've got Dazzy D. Hello, Dazzy D in his Anaconda. We've got some wings. We've got Commander Flossie. We've got, who's this over here? We have Commander Wrongway. Robbie, welcome to the flight. Welcome to the, whatchamacallit? What's it called? It's a convoy. Convoy. Welcome to the convoy. Oh, goodness gracious. We have Commander Black Nito. This is one full instance. Commander Papfox. Commander Dazzy D and his Anaconda. We have Commander Cunnabulla. I'm going to have to make sure I don't get drunk to say that one. Commander Kevin P. Lane, thank you for joining us. Commander Rolke, awesome, brilliant guys. Commander Flossie again, so that'll be wrong way there. We'll just spin round and see. We have another Cobra. Commander Wrong Way. That was Wrong Way. So who was that last one? Right, so that looks like we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 commanders in this instance. That is pretty damn awesome. I'm getting a wing invite from Commander Vaeton, and I'm now going to have a look and see. Have you guys winged up yet? Yes, you have. Is there anybody currently... Is that Dobbo I saw there as well? Hello, Commander Dobbo. Is there anybody in this instance? I should put a wee note out because they may not be listening. anyone who has not got a wing, a win. Wing. We have places for two. We also have a message coming in from Eric Marquet, who is listening to the stream and has already set off on his 35th run. Kanabula. Kanabula. And Uplay-U is... ain't got a wing. Dazzy D hasn't got a wing. And Rolke hasn't got a wing. Now, I don't know if you three want to wing up together. Dazzy D is the anaconda. That doesn't make for a very big... what would you call it? A very big danger risk there. That's definitely going to be one wing that they're not going to want to drop out. So, Uplay-U, Dazzy and Rolke, if you want to wing together. We've got a message in from Ash G, who couldn't make the convoy, but he and another couple of pythons are heading out later. Well, Ash G, if you want, you can always join us with the Lave Radio stream at 8:30 tonight. Just make sure that you are listening to Hutton Orbital Radio, and that way you will not miss out on all the information as and when it comes. We're waiting for Kaz... No, I never... Kazistan, maybe? Who is just dropping off cargo at Hutton and will be joining us shortly. It's all right. I think you've still got time. Yep, you've got a good 7 minutes before we plan to head off. So just you make your way over. Anybody else who is currently in a wing in another instance, by all means, send us a quick message. If you need to, you can always add Psycho Cow to your friends list and then request that to your friend request, and then you can send me messages throughout this journey. I am just going to go and turn off ship comms so we don't get any annoying messages there. Mad Dog has come online, that's good. But he's not, I don't think he's flying with us tonight, so we'll need to wait and see what he's up to. He might be doing some streaming. Is it the chestnut in English? I'm never going to remember chestnut. That's the Kazdan's name. Apparently it stands for chestnut. Alright, me old chestnut. Nice to have you. Dazzy D. Okay, we're going to invite Dazzy D to Arving. Friend request from Black Nito. Okay, Dazzy, bear with me while I press the right buttons for a change. Dazzy D. Dazzy D. Invite. There we go. Anyone else without a wing? I've got room for one more in this wing. Room for one more. Kashtan. Ah, fantastic. Thank you very much for explaining that. We have a warning from Salad that the smiling dogs are waiting for us at the other end. Well, we'll see how that works out when we get there. So be wary, be warned. No heroes. Don't lose something you cannot afford to lose. If they're asking for you to surrender cargo, surrender cargo. There's no point. You know, we're all doing well. The current goal is doing... How are we doing? The current goal is ridiculous. We're at 1,764,393 tons of cargo. We are 240,000 tons of cargo of scrap short of the next tier. We are smashing it. And we have managed to extend the number of users, the number of people who have contributed, to 2,779, which is brilliant. I've now got Dazzy D in the wing. I'm just going to double check and see if anyone else... There were no warning gankings starting from 4 p.m. UK time today. That's fine. Millstone Barn also has a space if there's anybody who is not in a wing. Okay, Car Wader is arrived. I will send Car Wader a quick wing invite. I don't know if I can, actually. Unless that's you there. Right, wait a second. We'll go and find him. He wouldn't be in a Cobra. That's got to be an NPC. Nobody would seriously undertake this journey in a Cobra, would they? You don't need a wing Car Wader. You don't need one, but it come in hand. It come in handy. Incoming ship on fire. Clear the pads. Oh, dearie me. It's going to be one of these nights. Taka sending in a friend request. Hello, Commander Taka. Just keep us posted with who you're winging up with and how your journey is going. We're looking at a 15:15 kickoff. If everybody in this particular instance and everybody currently would like to set their course for Alpha Centauri, that would be awesome. Thank you, Rusty War Swords, for the invitation there, for the friend invitation. Now, who was I going to offer that blooming wing to? Yeah, that's right. It was Pat Fox, Rolke. Rolke, you don't seem to be in a wing. Are you wanting a wing? Vinge is docking for repairs. Where have you been? I say Vinge. His name's not Vinge. Von Eton. He got interdicted, did he? Did you? Wing of two, Anaconda and a Cobra. They've been chased off by our defence league by Commander Doki Doki. Thank you very much, Doki Doki. Right, guys, we are almost set to go. I'm just going to invite Rolke to the wing and see if he wants to join us. You don't need to be in a wing. It can just make it a little bit easier to keep in touch with the people. And also, it's all about instances and how you arrive in your next instance. Right. How are we doing, Vantaon? Are you fini? Do you need to require your repairs? Have you done your repairs? Are you ready to jump? Does everybody have cargo? Has everybody been to the toilet for a pee-pee before we set off? I'm talking to you, Robbie. I am. Robbie, wrong way. Have you been? I know what you like. Right, if we want to start moving towards... Car Wader is looking for a wing. Has anybody got space in a wing that they can pull up Car Wader, please? Incoming. Oh, dearie me. What are you shouting about? If you can all wing up and start moving towards the star. We get out of the mass lock so we're all ready to go. Still got 2 minutes. We're still holding off for 2 minutes. We own this instance at the current minute. We do. Nobody can get in. I'll play a little quick song while we wait. Let's see. Yeah. This is something that's going to just kind of really... Yeah, this is what we want. Everyone, you just hold there, please. We'll go after the song, we'll go together. Okay, guys, we're getting ready to go soon. Get your fingers on your frame shifts. Oh, that wasn't as dirty as it sounded. Okay, everybody, we are ready to go. Got my last wing space taking up. All right, in five, get up to full throttle. Here we go. Remember, when you get to Alpha Centauri, turn left and floor it. That's it. That's the mission. We will worry about the other end when we get closer. But for the time being, we just need to get past that star, past the pirates, and on our road. Are you ready? In five, four, three, two, one, engage! You know, we don't even need to pretend. I am pretty certain that we can do that. But for the time being, we're going to play a little bit of some kind of suitable music, but I'm trying to find the Please Don't Kill Me song. I don't seem to have one, which is a shame. But why are we going to Hutton? I've arrived safely at the star. There are a number of contacts here, none looking particularly hostile. They all look like friendlies. A lot of pythons, although Commander Psychofish, that's a hell of a name. I'll take pity on you. I know that's possibly the worst song I could have played. I am terribly sorry for all those people who instantly crashed their ships into the star to save their ears. I apologise immediately. Let's go for something a bit more appropriate. Thank you. Thanks, Kyokushin, who sends regards from a group in a parallel world. Sing along, everybody! Come on! This is the entire 24-hour length version. Oh, how good was that? How good was that? Well, I think it was pretty good. Now, we'll just give a quick advert.
Important message from Code.
Are you the kind of commander that likes drowning kittens?
You are a pirate!
Do you leave the toilet seat up after every piss?
You are a pirate!
You drive a fertile lance and refuse to use your indicators?
You are a pirate!
Do you have an eye patch on both eyes?
You are a pirate!
We're the Code and we're recruiting for your sort. Help ruin someone's afternoon and join the Code. Yar!
Yar, har, pirate indeed! Being a pirate is a right to be! Do what you want cause a pirate is free! You are a pirate!
Hello, this is Snozwell. Here at CompareTheCommodityMarket.gal, we have been compiling statisticals for weeks. Alvin has been working like dog, locked in station warehouse. If you want extra 2 credit for every ton of scrapping for Hutton, if you need to find somewhere to sell Centauri Mega Gin, sign up now for a complicated website and receive free mongoose toy.
Me and Winard have been using it for dice and made an extra 200 credits.
Join up now! Complex.
Fantastic. I don't remember Snozwell being a meerkat, but you know, you learn a lot about people when you play games with them. We have some information, and we are actually joined in our convoy tonight by the long distance runner, Mr. Ian Phillips. Reichdar, Commander Reichdar, is somewhere behind us in the queue or ahead of us in the queue, I've no idea, or in his own little instance. But we have messages coming in. Psycho Fish was singing along in local chat. I can see his da 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 da, which is awesome. A little bit out of tune in the da, but you know, carry on. Next time when we get this tomorrow night, I want you to be on key. We have a message through from Commander Louis Gibo, who says Marquis and they are on the way to just behind us, and they're not bringing slaves this time. Good move. We also have Commander Rascon, who is on a safe wing en route, safely en route. So everybody is good, and he shouts out, for the mug! And Rusty Swords is again Wing Rusty Swords on their way. There are four of them here. Come on, Rusty Swords, you've got to give us some name dropping. Tell us who's there. Rascons, and he's so happy with the General Lunatics that he's flying with. Commander Kingston is here. He's wishing us safe travels. Javert is asking me to give a shout out to his wing. He has got Kyokushin. He has Rustic Swords there. Oh, there we go. Lateris and Javert, of course. And they are currently 0.21 light years out. And no sign of trouble. Still no sign of land, sir. How long has it been? That's a bit of a personal question. I have dropped off radar. Don't worry about it. We'll catch up later on. There'll be a load of funny little instancing issues. But as we start to, we'll start to stretch out first. And then as we arrive at Hutton, we'll start to compact back down again. And we'll all appear on radar. Just keep an eye on your wingmen. Make sure... Dave, Mr. Ventiton, are you flying with no shields? It looks remarkably as though you've either got your shields charging. Did you run into trouble again? And then we'll come back to him. We'll see what he says. He is now drifted. Okay, so now when you do a convoy, one of the things that's very difficult to do is end up going in the wrong direction. And yet, it seems that our dear partner, Vindeton, has decided that as he entered the star, rather than turning right with the rest of us, he turned left. He is now 0.23 light years away. He'd actually be quicker jumping out the system and jumping back in. And Commander Koala Nasty is asking if we could find them a wing. Koala Nasty is going to be difficult unless you can see people in your instance. If you do have people in your instance, then just send them a message, ask them to give you a wing invite if you can see they're in a wing. Wings can only take up to four. My current wing is full, so I'm sorry I can't accommodate you, but if anyone else can see Koala Nasty in their instance, please do invite them to a wing. Remember, travelling together is safer than travelling blindfolded. Commander Millstone sends a message in. He is out there with Commanders Corsi, Commanders Torchuk Jones and Strider, which is awesome, fantastic, well done. And Javert also decided to start flying backwards in the wrong direction. Hutton Orbital, guys, seriously, how an Earth can you possibly get this wrong? I'm getting a message through from Fletch, who is saying that David is feeding Henry Bear, which I'm not quite sure, and he'll be back in his pilot seat as soon as possible, and that he has passed our message on to him. Karash has also given us a little tweet shout out, and he was thoroughly enjoying the Ride of the Valkyrie that we played there a minute ago, that he was enjoying as we came in over that star and started the journey. Well, if you like that one, you guys are going to love this one. And you just have to wait a second, because that was another tweet. You're going to hear loads of noises and stuff. All right, what shall we do? Oh, no, that's really not okay. We can't play that song. That's far too rude. Far too rude. But this one will get us all into the mood. Look after your wingman, and don't forget, follow the rubber duck.
All night, Big Benny improving her style. We could tell by the smell we was heading for hell, and the devil evil and dirty lie.
Well, we're, what, 0.20 light years away from Hutton Orbital, and that's 0.02 light years continually done safely. And we've got messages coming in left, right, and centre. Millstone Barn is in a wing with Corsi, Torchic Guns, we've done that one already. Javert is looking for a player in a Sidewinder. Look, this isn't the Lonely Commander's service. We're not going to hook you up with whoever that was in the Sidewinder that you met last week at Hutton Orbital. But apparently he was in the newbie's tent earlier and was heading this way, and he's been asked. Yes, if you are a new pilot and you want to be part of this wing, you do not have to be right with us as we've left. If you're behind us, that's absolutely fine. You just need to send a message to myself. You can then send out a tweet to at Hutton Orbital with your commander name. We will get you added to the friends list, and we will get you a shout out on air, and we'll make sure that you arrive in one piece as best we can, obviously. If you happen to be in the only instance with all the pirates, sorry. I said it.
Your heart fitted indeed. Being a pirate is a recipe. Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
We're also getting some messages coming in from Rusty Swords, who is reminding us all that your paint job takes an absolute hammering on this journey, and you must make sure to get a little touch-up at the other end. Also, you know, if you're at the other end, you can always visit our Wand's spa, and she'll certainly look after you. I'm not sure if she's reopened yet. I'll need to check in with Vindyaton. The duty-free prices are very reasonable at Hutton Orbital, so please make sure that you do take an opportunity to have a look at the products that they have on offer. We have a message from Vinnyton, who is asking, Cowpen, this is Fluffy Duck, have we got bears in the air? And he then said, do pirates still pick off shows from herds? You had to say it.
Your heart fitted indeed. Being a pirate is a recipe. Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Ah, oh, honestly.
Hello, campers.
Hi-dee-hi, we're moving on slowly through the galaxy to our United goals. We've got a message from Dazzy D, who is going to slow down a little so that we overtake them so they can watch my six. That, guys, is just a special code for saying he wants to check out my buns. My buns, my buns, my buns, my lovely lady buns. Check him out. I don't think I do that song justice.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely little lumps. Check it out. I drive these brothers crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana. Fendi and Madonna. Karen, they be sharing all their money. Got me wearing fly. Girl, I ain't asking. They say they love my ass. And seven jeans, true religion. I say no, but they keep giving. So I keep on taking. And no, I ain't taking. We can keep on dating. I keep on demonstrating my love. Love. Check it out.
I met a girl down at the disco. She said, hey, 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 yeah, let's go. I could be your baby, you could be my honey. And let's spend time, not money. And mix your milk with my cocoa. Milky, milky cocoa. Mix your milk with my cocoa puff. Milky, milky, right?
They say I'm really sexy. The boys, they wanna sex me. They always standing next to me. Always dancing next to me. Trying to feel my hum, hum. Looking at my lump, lump, lump. You can look, but you can't touch it. If you touch it, I'ma start
kick
some
your
drama.
Bottom. You I'm gonna kick no your drama. Bottom. Don't no, touch no my drama. Bottom, cause no, I will no, kick no your drama. Bottom.
So don't pull on my hand, boy. You ain't my man, boy. I'm just trying to dance, boy. And move my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely lady love.
Do with all that junk, all that junk inside that trunk.
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
What you gonna do with all that scrap right in your back?
I'ma make you scream, make you scream, make you scream.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside that trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off this hump.
What you gonna do with all that breast inside that shirt?
I'ma make you work, make you work, work, make you work.
We've had a shout out from Fazerina Van Casta, who is watching the convoy. I'm not sure if you're actually flying.
Oh, spending all your money on me and spending time on me.
Yeah, we're not even going to go into that nice little piano bit because we are here. We are flying and we are on our way out to Hutton and we've got quite a lot of time to kill. So I think we'll just go straight on to, okay, I spy with my little eye something beginning with S. Commander Jean-Marie David is out there on his own. If there's anybody in his instance that can, please send him an invite. I'm still waiting for anyone to get... Ah, oh, Vine de Tun got it. It was stars, that's right. Your turn. Rusty Swords has confirmed that he does not wish to touch my lump. No, he doesn't. At the back or at the front. Veneton saying, "Dear Hortoneers, this is my last will and testament. In the likely event of my unshielded demise, I wish to leave my scrap to Alvin." I'm sure he'll really appreciate that, Dave. "My Parkside Wonder to Commander Fletch, and my marbles to the void. If I survive, then I didn't say a word." That's an interesting line on the bottom. Car Wader is asking if we are still en route. Yes. You point it in the direction, and you sit back and relax to the tunes of the cosmos. And Dazzy D will keep us safe. We're okay, we're all fine. But, you know, we just know we're not worried. In fact, because we're travelling such large numbers, it really does kind of favour us landing in instances without pirates. And if there is pirates, there's so many of us, we'd be easy, you know, it'd be one or two pirates because we're a wing of 15 there, 13? A massive convoy of 13 in this instance, and goodness knows how they're doing in other instances. So we're relatively low risk, I would say. I would hazard a guess. But of course, who knows what happens when we get close to that other end? The whole world could turn around. Okay, it's Vendetton. He has come back with I Spy, with My Little Eye, something beginning with L. So, who's going to have a go? Who's going to have a guess? Something beginning with L. What the hell can he see that begins with L? God. I hope it's not laser fire. That's one thing for sure. Anybody? Nobody playing I Spy? We'll start singing songs. The back of the convoy, can he sing? Can he sing? Can he sing? The back of the convoy, can he sing? Can he sing for peanuts? I'm just doing a quick check around to see if anyone's joining in. Something beginning with L, people. Something beginning. Landing gear indicator, says Commander Papagello. Okay. Can we give Spurt a shout out just in front of you on their way to Hutton Orbital? Sixth run today. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Commander Spurt. Oh, have we got any more guesses for what you can see that begins with an L? Is it Lave Radio's convoy at 8:30 tonight? Might be. Will you join us for a second convoy? We'd love it. BAP is on their way to Hutton, but they've missed the convoy, we think. They're in a wing with Commander Grifter. So, and they're on their fourth run. That is amazing. That is amazing, guys. Get your backsides in that queue and keep us up to date with what's going on. That would be absolutely great. Thank you very much. Let's go and have a look and check on the Facebook page. Anyone got a guess for L? No? No? Right, jumping to the YouTube channel. Anybody got a great Lave Radio? Lacon Type 6. Very good. Very good. Lovely Lady Lumps Galactic Min. I know that wasn't your guess, but it does start with an L. Loonies. Yeah. That could be it. Let's go and have a double check and see if we've had any guesses right. I'll check the Hutton Orbital camera, which you can watch at twitch.tv/Hutton Orbital, where you can have a live signs of what's going on at the station end. And we'll have a look and see if anybody in there has guessed what you spy that starts with the letter L. Lifetime Pass by Black Sheep Kitty. Nah, it's not really something he's going to be able to see from the ship. And I know you're not guessing. I'm just reading out any words that I see in the chat that starts with an L, like gym membership. let's jump back in and see what's going on there. Lake on Type 6. Yorkie Lad says he invented I Spy in space and we're in breach of his copyright. And Wing of T6 is coming up in the rear of the convoy. That's all right, they're slow. It's 3 a.m. in Australia. We'll continue tomorrow and wishing us good luck. Thank you very much, Lee Wee Gibbo. Take care and sleep. Nope, nope, and still nope. Commander Frank is in a wing with the Commander's Michelle with a T9 that will need offloading. Oh, Frank, always bringing a T9 to the party. Reichdar, landing pad. If he can see the landing pad... That's a good answer. Garzini, is it Lagrange? Is it a lactating space whale? Is it a lever? I have a message in from Ricky Ritardo, but I shall not.
mention that one at all. We'll move straight past it and ignore it as if he doesn't exist. Lag on the YouTube stream. No, it's definitely not that. No, no, you cheeky bugger. Thank you, Millstone Barn. Flossie is saying lots of stars. Reichdar saying leg. Oh, you could see your legs, couldn't you? Nope, nope. Anyone give up yet? Right, guys, get your L's in. Get your L words coming in. Meanwhile, while you're coming up with all your L answers, I think we're going to hit with a nice little song to keep us reminding ourselves of what's going on here. Luton Light Years Larceny?
Nope.
Goodness, it's going really, really quickly at the minute. So We seem to have some advertising playing on the station. Give me a second while I just go and double check and make sure we are still streaming. We have adverts playing, which is fine. That's good. The answer was, of course, legs. So well done to everybody that guessed legs. And in fact, the person that guessed it first was indeed Reichdar. And Reichdar has promised me and assured me that he is now coming up with a new question for us all. So let's have a look and see what's his prize. Oh, hologram the space station. What? You can't tell me that. No, oh, have I ruined it? Look, Reichdar, this is going out live over the internet. We can see the message. So if you tell me what the answer is before they ask the question, then everyone's going to kind of know. Dazzy D is off for some spag ball, but he's going to eat in the seat. That's awesome. Fluffy Duck to Cowpen, do we have eyeballs on the rest of the convoy? Let me have a quick look at the scanners and see what's going on. And the answer is no, we don't. Commander Rasko, I'm going to organise an annual convoy in the future to commemorate our efforts. Sounds like a good idea, but we'll have to pick the V-Day, you know, our victory day, and see what's going on. We've also got a shout-out. Let's have a look and see. Was it on Twitter? It may well have been. Commander F99 is escorting Commander Papfox and Commander Rolke to Hutton Orbital at the moment. They apparently have lost their flanker, Black Nito, due to instance, and that does happen occasionally. It's unfortunate. But, you know, what generally happens is when you meet up at the other end, it all corrects itself out. I did have another message, and I've lost it, and it actually could have been up in game. Hold on a second, let's see. Somebody sent me a wing information, and I've completely, you know, I know what it is. It's going to be on the YouTube page. Hutton Orbital. Nope, nobody there. I can't figure out what the heck I did with it. Terribly, terribly sorry, people. If you had sent in a request there, just a shout out for your team, please give us another message, and that would be fantastic. Thank you very much. How do you get adverts on Radionomy, and how do you talk live? That, Mr. Lee Pringle, send a message in. I will get back to you on that later on. It is all about the software you use and your connection settings. It's quite well documented on the website, but it can be a bit tricky. I'm more than happy to give you some information that might help you get started. Right, where are we? Chris Deaton's sharing that we're online. We are indeed. I am so certain we had a little message there, and I will not stop until I figure it out. Oh, I'm going to have to admit defeat in this one. I cannot see who it was. Now, taking part in this whole massive community project, then of course you must remember that you have an opportunity in which that you can win a real-life mug. Not just any old mug, a real-life Hutton mug. And in order to do this amazing prize, you need to take a screenshot of your transaction page. So if you go to your left screen and you move along to your transactions, you will see that the top one is contracts and it says the Hutton mug. If it doesn't say that there and you've been trading scrap for a number of days, you're wasting your time. You need to go to Hutton Orbital, you need to sign up on the bulletin board to the community goal before it will appear, and then everything you sell will appear under it. So make sure, if you're new to this and this is your first time flying to Hutton, when you arrive, before you sell your scrap, make sure you have signed up to the Hutton Mug community goal on the bulletin board. Open up this transaction page, have a scroll down till you can see your name and the current tier reward that you are on. Press F10 on your keyboard and it should capture the screen for you. If you have changed your capture key, then you may need to check those settings and adjust and press the appropriate button, or use screen capture software, or use whatever you can that you're comfortable with. Email that screen, and this is important, email it to itookpart@hutton.com. orbital.com. Now, we're going to be pretty lenient. We want more people to be able to take part and have more chances to win a mug. The last time I looked, and I'm going to put Mr. Snoswell on the spot, the last time we checked, we had 178 qualified entries. If you're in a large ship and you're just dropping cargo, get a picture of the cargo floating around you outside the station. Make sure we can identify you. That would be really helpful. If you're fighting in fighter escorts, send pictures of yourselves outside Hutton Orbital as well. We want you all to take part and have a chance to win one of these amazing mugs. We have a number of them to give away. I'm waiting for Mike to get, just giving him a chance to crunch the numbers here. Yorkie Lad is winged with Commanders Geraldine. Ah, Geraldine made it. Zimrat and Torhal Nuke disgusting. Torhal Nuke. He's discussing how they've all gone space mad. Yeah, just a little bit. Akura Yakin is trying again and wants a shout out to his wing with Kevin Peeline, Rascon and Kanabula. Now that is a number of wings that are going on here. It's amazing. Okay, we have our next I Spy from Reichdar. I spy with his little eye something beginning with O. Carl Wade is not going for food because his face is numb. He's had a tooth extracted today, or he's had some dental work done. Vinaton is asking me to give a shout out to Commander Van and that he is still on his way back from his 6-month exploration trip. He was further out than Mr. Ian Phillips, who joins us tonight. And we are orange. Vinaton is guessing orange. Space orange. Yorkie Lad is guessing orbital. Do let us know, Reichdar, when someone gets it right. So, yes, we should have a lot of commanders now qualifying for this competition. And I'm going to have a wee quick check across, see if we have a number. No. he says no. He will not tell us yet, but we are getting the statistics page updated very, very, very slowly just now as poor Mike catches up with all the missed work that has been going on while he's been working hard for his money. Phoenix Hawk and Abacus, thanks for the geo-blocking EU. I don't think that's got anything to do with us, has it? Did we geo-block something? Interesting. Okay. Geo-blocking. Oh, no. What's blocking EU? Oh, shock, horror. Join us on the radio then, Aidan, if you're not able to watch. That's just YouTube policies, isn't it? Ugh. Oh, well, you know, it's one of these things. Right, well, we had some requests for some songs, and I've not really had a chance to have a grab or find some of the ones that you want. If you want some songs to be included in tomorrow night's playlist, please let us know, because we can then arrange it in advance and ready for it. But for now, this is an amazing band. You might recognise them, actually. They were in a movie called Chappie, which was awesome. Is entirely irrelevant, but we're going to play a little tune by them because they are actually a really, really interesting and different band. It sounds awesome.
Hutton Orbital Radio, entertaining you until arrival or death.
Eric Marquis, how very dare you?
I think you're freaky and I like you a lot. I think you're freaky and I like you a lot. I think you're freaky and I like you a lot. I think you're freaky and I like you a lot. Motherfuckers get bossed, folks boss it up. Guess who's got the body jumping? Dog, I bought a pumping. It's not a step, break your fucking system.
I didn't realise that this had quite so many F-bombs.
We're going for shits and giggles. Get your arse over to Hutton and join in the fun. Yar, the code. We be farmers and we be pirates.
Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Yar, har, fiddle dee dee. Being a pirate is a recipe. Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Well, we've had a number of guests in, and I apologise to anybody that was particularly offended by any of the song language in that last song. I didn't realise, I'd completely forgotten that was, you know, as bad as it turned out to be. But never mind, it's fine, it's awesome. It's awesome, it's awesome. Now, where were we going? Guesses for the I Spy. We have a number of them. Is it awful? Is it obligatory mooning? Is it orifice? Is it flying octagon? Oh my G, optic galactic, when you're not taking this seriously. Is it the Osmonds? Orbital, we've done that one. Old git in a space onesie. Orangutan, open play, offensive language, offline mode. Very good guesses. Except they're not. They're just very bad guesses. Let's go and check and see how Hutton Orbital is looking. Has anyone got any guesses there? Nope. Jump to the ship and have a look and see. Anybody with an old guess? Orifice still. Odometer? I hope it's not a word in a different language. It is English, isn't it, Ian? It's definitely Ian. Definitely English. Definitely. Definitely English. Definitely. Definitely. Just making sure. And stop the sweary, stop the sweary. Play more Ailstroll. I know they are an awesome band. Definitely English. Okay, let's have a look and see. What can we see around the cockpit? No idea. No idea. We are having breaking reports from Commander Mobius up at Hutton Orbital that there is a commander in absentia who is wanted hanging around at Hutton. If you are commander in absentia and you are a friendly, please send a message to Mobius. Please send a message to Mobius stating your intent and that you are a friendly. If you are not a friendly, please state your intent by shooting Mobius, and that should help him get the figure out of what you are. Bear in mind, if you open fire on Mobius, he might fire back. Oh, Loxlaw has come in with orbit lines. Is it? I can't see any orbit lines. Is it other people? Is it the O on the keyboard to the left, Dazzy D? That's a very cynical guess. It's orbit lines. Is it orbit lines? Double checking, just waiting for confirmation. Loxall, you're up next, pal. Send us in your letter that you wish people to guess. This is unbelievable. This is radio at its finest. Let's double check the totalizers and see how we're doing. We are sitting at 1,782,936 tons of scrap delivered to Hutton Orbital. We have 2,786 commanders taking part. We have 1 day, 14 hours to go. What are we going to do for the rest of our lives? This is just, I can't live without flying in a straight line, doing absolutely nothing for any length of time whatsoever. I'm going to have to log in and just point my ship in a straight line and leave it there. It's just, what are we going to do? All right, we had some other guesses as well. Oppenheimer, Rami Naomi, that's okay. Orfano Trust, I'm not even going to say that, just in case it's something extremely rude. Almost. And Galactic Midden, yeah, you lost, guys. We're going to get our next letter coming in soon. Let's have a wee quick check and see what's going on in the rest of the world, and we'll report back in a second.
Hutton Orbital Radio, where all the sexy people go, and anacondas sell for 100 credits.
This medical bay, like so many in Hutton Orbital, is overrun with sick children and frightened parents.
As far as I understand it, these are the kids that have just turned up. They queue up to be seen by the doctors.
There are only 90 beds in this hospital, but they are being filled three or four times over.
24/7, people arrive all day and all night?
Yes, 24 hours. We're working 24 hours, three shifts a day.
Right.
These incredible doctors and nurses are battling to save these children. It looks like a special emergency, an epidemic, but it's actually like this every day here on Hutton Orbital.
What symptoms has she been displaying?
Convulsions. High blood fever and space convulsions.
What might be the cause of that?
The most common cause of that is MODS.
MODS?
Mug Ownership Deficiency Syndrome.
This tiny child is desperately sick, and sadly, it's no isolated case.
I've got the admission sheet here. It tells me who's here and why. So over here, we've got Zoe. She's 3, suffering from MODS. In this corner here, we've got Fromel, 2, suffering from MODS. Around here, we've got Ben. He's 1 year old, suffering from MODS. Over there, all lined up, we've got Quinn, 3, Julie, 18 months, and Karma, 9 months, all with MODS. And then down here we got Peter, 10. He's got diabetes, caused by MODS.
The problem in Hutton Orbital is so overwhelming that every 2 hours a mother will lose her child to this terrible disease, and the agony is, MODS is preventable. In the next bed, a little boy called TJ has been brought in with convulsions and a fever.
How serious is his condition?
Very serious. Very, very serious.
And more children are arriving all the time.
But they just keep coming. And another child just arrived. We don't know what's wrong with him yet. The queue outside keeps growing. It just doesn't stop. It's like a tidal wave.
But there is something we can do. We're helping to get mugs, early testing kits and emergency medicine into Hutton Orbital. Early treatment could help to prevent these terrible scenes, and it doesn't cost much.
5 tons of scraps builds one mug. 5 tons, 25 tons, and we can build 5. We can sort out this whole section.
That's because a mug can reduce the threat of MODS-related infections by 90%. It's an incredible statistic, and here's another one.
The majority of people that listen to Hutton Orbital Radio don't donate any scrap. That's shocking. Is that you? Are you the person who's sitting there thinking, I'll do it later? Don't. Don't be that person. Please don't be that person, because listen, the stuff that your scrap can change. It's been quite a shock to be here today. It's so important. Please, don't be the person that sits there and doesn't bother. Don't be that person. Thank you.
Better than
That's a horrible, horrible track, isn't it? We shouldn't have that in there. That's a horrible, horrible version of a horrible, 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 horrible... A great song, but not a very particularly nice version to listen to. I think we'll find something else to sort of entertain us. Oh, here's a lovely one, and I think this will counteract the Diane Wood's version song that we played a minute ago, I Think You're Freaky, which I love, but this should certainly neutralise the language.
Show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new fantastic point of view. No one...
Nope, can't take any more. No, no, no! How awesome was that? Again, we have our new I Spy clue was set by, where is it now? I saw it a minute ago. If I play anything by Frozen, anything from Frozen, he may kill me. I'm getting personal threats here. I spy with my little eye something beginning with A. Is it an anaconda, Loxall? Is it an anaconda? After this hashtag hut mug, I suggest hashtag Jack Panama. Bring bio waste to Jack and win a Panama. Sounds like a great one. I'm not quite sure we've got that as a community goal coming up. We don't know what we're going to do next. I mean, we'll look to the community and see what comes up and see what we can apply our particular skills, of which we have very little. But we can certainly help anybody else who wants to do something similar. We'll get you there. We'll give you a hand. It's not a problem. A. Answer is A. Yorkie Lad. The original other one was Orbit Lines. Rusty Swords mods cured by listening to the jam over and over again for a month. We are currently into the last 20 minutes. We have a straggler. Commander Asshat is about 50 minutes behind the main convoy in the Sidewinder and needs to refuel at the first station. Javert, you did tell him that there's no fuel stops on the way. You know, and the same if he's busting for a pee, he's got to hold it in right to the very end. However, we have something that may prove to be very helpful to him. So please, Mr. Newbie, Mr. Asshat, sitting in your sidewinder at the back, pay close attention to this next message.
This is a public service announcement from the fuel rats. Please stop what you're doing and pay attention. If we can rescue you, we will, but you can help us help you by following these easy steps. 1. Fly 50 light seconds or so from the system's main star and drop out of supercruise. 2. Note down the current system and the nearest stellar body. 3. If you're on emergency life support, log out immediately. 4. Go to fuelrats.org and click Get Help. 5. Stay calm, hold your breath, and let our seasoned professionals do what they do best. The Fuel Rats. We have fuel, you don't. Any questions?
Hutton Orbital paint a horrific picture. Hundreds of people scooping scalding hot coffee into their mouths, blistering fingers and ruining manicures. Males walk bent double after spending minutes at a time bent over a water fountain, and the children are turning blue and purple from the artificial colours contained in the fruit punches that have to be made in the bathtubs of the destitute. It doesn't have to be this way. A donation of just 100 tons of scrap will give a family of four one fully functioning mug. But don't take our word for it, Wanda Arbit was a resident at Hutton Orbital.
I used to have to get out of bed 2 days before I needed a drink, just to make the 0.22 light year trek for a mug. And these were poor quality mugs that would often break on the journey home, leaving me with no choice but to scoop my afternoon tea into my mouth with my hands. My toothbrush would stick to my sink, and my teeth would be on the floor, covered in cat fur and rabbit droppings.
This sorry situation can't continue. Please help Hutton create its own mug in just 90 minutes of your time. Just load up with scrap and head over to Hutton and click the big silver donate button on the bulletin board. And you can be proud that you saved people like Wanda from having furry teeth. So please, give us all your fucking scrap.
It just seems to be I'm finding everything with a swear word in it tonight. Oh, well, you know what? Beep it. Fuel Rats is who I was wanting to sort of shout out to for the commander at the rear. If you run out of fuel, remember the fuelrats.org? Is it org? Is it fuelrats.org? I cannot remember. The fuelrats.org. Something like that, wasn't it? Or .net. It's .com. In fact, there we go. Fuelrats.com, you're sorted. They'll come and help you. Might take a little while, but you will be able to continue on your way to Hutton Orbital. We have a shout-out going to Commander Usher, who is offering... He's sitting at Alpha Centauri in his Vulture. If anyone needs armed escort, so if there's any trouble, give him a shout. Fovo Lonkin is in a wing with Astrodamus, Cliff Cliffson and Fungus, and they are wishing us all a safe journey as we head out to the Hutton Orbital. So we have got a number of miles to go. Yeah, a little light seconds. Where are we? 1,375 light seconds to go. And you know what I haven't done yet? I have not jumped into the TeamSpeak to say hello to all the commanders that are currently with us. So let's do that right now. Hello, people. I completely forgot about all of you.
Yes, hello. We're still stuck here.
Bart, nice to meet you too.
Yeah, nice.
By the way, Cal, we've decided you've got to go back to the beginning and start all over again because you didn't tell us to start.
I did tell you to start, I just didn't tell you.
No.
I did.
Nice of you to drop by.
Hello, Flossie. How are you? Whereabouts are you in the queue? Right, well, we're going to do this quickly. We're going to run down.
I am 18:57 off.
Fantastic. We're going to run down to the commanders that are in this particular chat room, which is the laveradio.teamspeak3.com. Their TeamSpeak chat server, and you can enter the Hutton Orbital Community Gold Room, and you'll find in there at the current minutes Commanders Flossie, Phoenix Defier, Astrodamus is just appearing, Commander Simon, Commander Aiden, Commander Alien, Commander Astrodamus has just appeared again, Commander Boldmole, Commander Carnby, Commander Cliff Cliffson, Commander Black Nito, Commander Zimrats, Commander Dobro, Commander El Masri, Commander Galactic Midden, Commander Icini, Commander Karash, Commander Mindwipe, Commander Modens, Commander Odie Moncrew, Commander Rancid Rance, Commander Reichdar, Commander Rilke, Commander Sergeant Barnes, Commander Skiprat, Commander Wrongway, and that is the end of that list.
Commander Live Broadcasting.
Yes, and I can see there's another commander about to join,
Mr. Postman.
But he is on to plums if he thinks he's getting a shout-out.
I'd like to give out a shout-out to Commander Marquez that I've just befriended, because I haven't been able to shake him on the run out here. We've kept close together on the scanner. He's got a Python just like me, and it's his first run. So let's
extend the hands of friendship and wing up with those that you may not have wung up before with. Mindwipe, you've had a very interesting evening last night, didn't you?
Do I have to go there with this one?
No names.
No, it was very interesting. And the less said, the better, is all I can say at the moment.
Yeah, it was a rather expensive experience last night at the hands of some rather well-equipped pirates. In fact, better equipped than it seemed that they might have been. But again, that's alleged. But yes, guys, we are expecting trouble. Now, has anybody here had any problems on the way tonight, or is everyone travelling safely?
I got just infected.
I went through Wolf 359 again. Loads of pirates, but they didn't get me.
I'm suffering from agoraphobia.
I'm just flying along with a third lance behind me, one Commander Cyrus. So I'll give a shout out to them, because they're actually coming in to help defend traders.
Yeah, we've got a few people out there fighting and fighting for us, which is great. Now, I'm going to have to disappear. I've got to go and do a quick real-life school run. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the station back to normal control, and I will be back as soon as I can to cover the end of this convoy. Yes, I will. I'm going to leave the live stream...
Take charge of it for you.
I'm going to leave the live stream flying, and unlike most of you, that's an interesting concept. No. not with that postman there. I've heard his single.
Just to add, I'm at Hutton at the moment, and there doesn't seem to be any pirates in my instance.
Fantastic. So if we can all wing up with Aiden, we can get into a nice pirate-free instance on arrival.
Pile in there.
All right, guys, I will catch up with you later on at the end of this, so stick about, and I'll speak to you later on.
See you later.
So, yes, a ton of commanders in there, which is amazing. And as I say, I'm going to have to take
Hutton Orbital Radio. To our listener. Yes, you. Hello.
I'm going to have to take a teensy-weensy-weensy little break while I run a small child down the road to what we're trying to do. I think it's a scouts tonight he's away to, so I'll drone drop him off and then I shall return and we will finish this convoy of what we have started in good style. So bear with me, I'm going to return us to the normal radio station and I will be back very, very shortly after this short break.
Hello, this is Snozwell. Here at CompareTheCommodityMarket.gal, we have been compiling statisticals for weeks. Alvin has been working like dog, locked in station warehouse. If you want extra 2 credit for every ton of scrapping for Hutton, if you need to find somewhere to sell Centauri Mega Gin, sign up now for a complicated website and receive free mongoose toy.
Me and my mate Winard have been using it for days and made an extra 200 credits.
Join up now! Complex!
I think that was meant to be the opposite of simples. Warning. 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 Pirate activity spotted. Pirate activity spotted. That's correct. There's pirate activity spotted at the station in a number of instances. Please be careful, commanders. Please be careful.
Your heart, pirate indeed. Being a pirate is a wretched deed. Do what you want, because a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Do take care when you are at the stations. We don't want to lose any of you. And remember, it is not worth losing your ship over. If you can get out and get into another instance, if you can get out and get into a solo mode if so desired, then do what you have to get that scrap to the station.
Hutton Orbital Radio. To our listener. Yes, you. Hello.
We'll be right back. I've
you are just amazing. Thank you very much, everybody.
No, I haven't.
Too much. You're great. I mean it. I really mean it. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. We've got our wingman, Kate Carr, waiter, who has remembered to sign up to the community goal before selling his commodities, which is fantastic. Don't tell me to keep up. I wasn't here. My ship was on autopilot. I was away in the real world, in the real car, driving down the real road, and, you know, wheels on fire, I was driving down the road. Don't have a go for my loop of shame, you'll make my head explode. Or something like that. What have we got in here? Email! The email address for sending your screenshots of the fact that you have taken part is itookpart@huttonorbital.com. itookpart@huttonorbital.com. That's where we want to see your screenshots. At the current minute, we are at, I cannot believe this, 1,805,223 tons of scrap delivered. It's unbelievable. And you know what? There's only really one song that we can play out here on our penultimate, well, it's not really our penultimate convoy, because we've got another one in about an hour. Well, half an hour. So I've got to get my foot in gear. One in about half an hour that we're all going to... You're welcome to come and join us again. Meet up at Wolf 424, Ready Gateway, and join us with Lave Radio, who will be manning the station. I will be there. We'll be interviewing Dave about this community goal. And we have a number of other fantastic and wonderful features coming up on the show about the game development and stuff like that. So we're going to be hosting the Lave Radio crew as they talk about Elite Dangerous. You may recognise some of the voices. I'm part of their crew. But as this is our last Hutton Orbital convoy, and sorry, our penultimate Hutton Orbital convoy until tomorrow night, I'm going to play us out with a song that I think really kind of sets the tone and the mood for what's going to happen tomorrow. We've got so much planned for tomorrow's convoy. Do not miss it. thank you to everybody who took part tonight in our little penultimate convoy. We hope to see you again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Or, if you have some free time this evening, stick about, get yourself reloaded with scrap and head yourself back over to Ready Gateway in the Wolf 424 system as we return back to the orbital on our Convoy 2 of this evening, but this time with the dulcet tones and intelligent groans of the Lave Radio crew, which, to be honest, really, really owns us one choice for our final song of this evening, isn't it? Just, there's only one thing I can possibly play that is going to be apt and give you that wonderful taste that you need before we join up with Lave Radio for a little multi-stream. We will still be playing out on the YouTube channel, adding in twitch.tv/Lave Radio. You will be able to listen on the laveradio.com/live. You will be able to listen on huttonorbital.com. If you're listening on huttonorbital.com, you may have adverts that interrupt the program. I'm sorry about that. It's unfortunately one of the terms and conditions of the particular radio service. So if you do get adverts breaking up the conversation, you will lose 2 minutes potentially at the beginning of an hour and at the end of the hour. I will endeavour to try and make sure they don't interrupt too much. I'll wait till Foz is talking and I'll just put them over him. That'll be best, won't it? Alright, so I will catch you in about half an hour. Thank you very much. See you at Ready Gateway. Take care. Thank you very much for being part of our convoy tonight. If you have passed, we will hold a minute's silence for you in a second, and in memory of those commanders that fell delivering scrap. But for now, good night and see you soon.